Joining us this morning, we have Ron Rivard, who's the superintendent of the Ripon Area School District. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me back.
Not that far away from school starting. We'll get to that eventually. But
right.
Gearing up for an operational referendum. I know the board is next month is when the question will be formed. But a lot of information, you presented a lot of information to the board on a community survey and other things last night.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Tell us about that, if you would, Ron.
Sure. No problem, Bob. We launched a survey on June 8th to gather some community feedback, and the survey was open until the 30th of June. And I'm very excited to say that we had over 260 responses. So feel like it was a decently reliable number for us to inform the board and give a sense of what the community is thinking. So we asked some questions around what the community thought was the most important for us to align our priorities. Should we have an operational referendum passed? So what do we use that money for, basically? And they identified there was a common theme, for sure, about supporting students after they graduate, whether it's partnering with four-year colleges or technical schools, looking at employability skills, helping students make sure that they graduate and can be successful after, in addition to things like mental health was a priority that was identified, supporting students with disabilities, and providing a lot of course offerings for students. And that's something that I would say in my short time here in Ripon has been a sense of pride by people in the area, knowing that there are 61 different course offerings for kids in high school to be able to start dabbling and explore a little bit to know what that might be a passion for them. So those were the things that came out in terms of priority in the survey. And then our board is committed definitely on the fiscally responsible side of things. And what they actually asked the community was, how would you feel about an operational referendum that is school tax neutral, meaning no additional tax, just continuing with the current operational referendums that are in place? And of those 260 responses, over 85% were either definitely in support or likely in support of a tax neutral referendum. So I think we asked the community to speak, and they spoke pretty clearly, and that was shared with the board yesterday. And a lot of the feedback in discussion yesterday with the board was in support of those same priorities and being tax neutral at this point.
Mm-hmm. Well, wasn't previous referendums were at least one of them, I think, was tax neutral. So
yes, so we've actually, I thank you for bringing that up. So since 2009, the Ripon Area School District has had a $500,000 operational referendum that has been, supported three times. So in 2009, that was the inception of that $500,000 operational referendum, and it had been renewed three times.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the neutral piece of what you're talking about. And it was actually in line in 2009 when there was a big change in state funding. And then again in 2022, there was a freeze to state funding for education. And then there was another referendum that was most recently passed mm-hmm. in 2022 for $850,000 in response to the state freezing the educational funding. So I would say kudos to the community as they responded to the climate at the state level, making sure that we could still provide the same type of education for the students in the community in spite of all those other things.
As far as the community survey goes, how does that align with your strategic planning?
Yeah, great question. So one of the questions we asked on that survey was how familiar is are the community members with our strategic plan, because we're about to revise it. And we received some pretty compelling information that suggests we need to do a better job, to be honest, communicating our strategic plan and our strategic goals. And that's something that our board and I are very much committed to. As we look at revising our strategic plan coming up in September, we're going to be doing that, a group of community members and teachers and administrators. We'll be coming together to revisit that. And when we do, our commitment, both as a board and for myself, is to report out on those goals, mm-hmm. have some metrics that we can track so we can demonstrate to the community, hey, we're committed to not only revising our strategic plan, but making it be a living document rather than something that we just do and check off. So we want to continue to measure and report out with a lot more frequency. And similarly, Bob, as long as we're talking about the same type of thing, we asked another question about do people in the community know about our financial situation as a school district? And very similar to strategic planning, there was a little bit of knowledge or very limited. So we want to increase that communication and help people understand what the situation is like so they can make a more informed decision should we go to a vote in November.
Yeah, it looked like state aid was going to be decreasing coming in, at least the projections were saying. So.
Yeah, I think for us we're down just a little bit, and because we have some exemptions given declining enrollment. However, when they the state aid formula, it's just hard to predict. Mm-hmm. So we try to be conservative so we don't get caught in that regard. So I think where we're going to end up is a net gain, but minimal. Obviously, not even inflationary, but yeah. Anything that's on that's in the black instead of the red, we appreciate and try to use the best that we can.
Okay, gearing up for school, I have to ask you this question because I noticed Labor Day is a full week into September this year. So when does school start?
Yeah, the day after Labor Day.
Really?
Is the first day of school for us. Yep. Certainly is. We will have, we'll welcome staff back on August 24th, which is exciting for us. I misspoke. September 1st, I believe, is the first day of school, because
right.
that's statutory. I'm sorry, it's not Labor Day, so I apologize. In any case, we welcome staff back on August 24th for some in-service training. And we're looking forward to that. Always try to do our best to capitalize on the excitement of everybody coming back to school. And we have a few things up our sleeve, and we're looking forward to surprising staff and motivating everybody to get excited for the 26-27 school year.
Okay. So the kids will have an extra Monday off in September.
Yes,
because of Labor Day. So.
That is correct. You know. That is correct, yes. And again, I apologize. I hope for all the listeners out there, September 1st is the first day of school. That is correct.
Well, I had to check on the calendar. I wasn't sure myself. I was like, wow. It's like, okay.
Yeah, well, September 1st is a Tuesday. So this is the latest Labor Day could possibly be.
Well, there
you
go.
It's always the first Monday of September.
All right. Well, I'm sure the kids and also the staff are excited about returning to school for 26-27.
So. Indeed. It's funny. At the, I would say also parents are probably excited for the kids to start school. Usually at the in June, the excitement level from staff is pretty high, and kids is very high. And then in the fall, sometimes there's a little bit of a shift, but we're definitely excited to welcome everybody back and kick off another great school year for sure.
All right. Well, Ron, thank you for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.
Yeah. Hey, as always, I appreciate it, Bob.
We've been talking with Ron Rivard, who is the superintendent of the Ripon Area School District.